San Felipe Baja, Carlos.
By Baja, California.
By the Sea of Cortez.
Así es.
¿Y Puyallup?
Poulsbo.
Poulsbo. Yeah. Okay.
Used to be in Poulsbo for the last 10 years.
10 years in Poulsbo. Mm. Where before that?
San Felipe.
San Felipe.
Right.
So San Felipe is your
hometown.
Hometown. Were you born there?
No.
Where were you born?
No, I'm from Sonora State.
You're from Sonora.
Yeah. Also, next, the north state.
Uh-huh.
Neighbor with Arizona.
Yeah. So, the desert.
Right.
And how long have you been coming to Holden?
Well, since we started this Abriendo Caminos, and maybe I miss a couple times, maybe uh-huh. one or two times, yeah, I'm uh-huh. not sure, yeah.
Well, but you've been one of the great teachers for me in those intercambio classes, where those intercambio conversations on Spanish, English, Spanish. So I want to thank you for that first of all.
Si tú lo dices, if you say that, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks to share with me.
Yeah. Where did you learn your English?
Well, here and there, different parts, you know.
On your own?
Mostly on mm-hmm. my own, yeah.
When you and Teresa come to Holden, are you part of another group, or do you come on your own?
Well, we, since we got here in Washington State, we will attend the Bethany Lutheran Church of Bainbridge Island.
Uh-huh.
And the pastors there recommend to us to mm-hmm. come over here, because this project will start
mm-hmm.
10 years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And say they recommend this will be very nice for you, because we'll be involved with the project, involve the Latinos people. That's why we keep coming.
And you seem to me to be one of the most fully bilingual and bicultural families that has participated in Abriendo Caminos. More fully bicultural than any of the gringos and many of the Latinos.
Anytime we have opportunity to participate in Abriendo Caminos,
uh-huh.
it's good for us.
Yeah, but you also have a life with gringos and so you live integrated and fluidly with all people. Is that how
yeah,
you say
yeah.
it?
I'm related. But
yeah.
I have a lot of friends from from the States, you know, before I moved here, and then of course after
mm-hmm.
When I was living here, make mm-hmm. more friends, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm related with the
mm-hmm.
American
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that must have enriched your life a great deal.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, so you really
and I give God's thanks for that.
Yeah. Have you always been a spiritual religious person?
Well, since I know, I think so. Not mm-hmm. in the same way I do right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a kid or, you know,
mm-hmm.
Teenager, I
mm-hmm.
used I always pray myself
mm-hmm.
and think about God, believe in God, and I wasn't, in the beginning, I was not that close to the religion
mm-hmm.
or to attend some church, you know, but always I
mm-hmm.
I remember
mm-hmm.
my parents told me about mm-hmm. that, the faith.
What is special about Holden Village for you and Teresa?
Well, here's many special things, you know.
For you personally, then.
Yeah. You know, it's nice. The place is nice. Quiet, peaceful. And then when we start abriendo caminos, then, of course, the community, the Latino, plus the people lives here all the time, makes things special for us. Learn the different cultures, and different people from all over United States and from some other countries, you know, and that's make very special for us to have a new friends, to learn to be close, some ways to be close to God. Learn about that is very important, and it's nice. Of course, the environment here with the people and with the place, that's so special.
You seem to have a love of language, and especially a love of the Spanish language, the love of the language of the people. It's just infectious. What can you say about that? About your history with language?
Well, of course we love our language, our culture, but it's nice. It's nice to learn and to know more about the different language, you know.
Your love of refranes, for instance.
Our language, Spanish language, and like maybe some other places, is rich, very rich on those dichos, refranes, dimes, diretes, modismos que usa la gente.
Diretes, that's a new word for me right now. What is diretes?
Dimes and diretes.
Dimes.
What dimes and diretes is together. That is a combination. Dimes y diretes. What you say and what you get. What somebody
dimes
told you and
whatever
you say to some other people. Yeah.
So dimes is tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Y diretes
is what you're going to tell me. Yeah.
Where does retes come from? What is
diretes? To say is the. I think came from a word of dime.
Dime.
Or decir.
Okay. Wow. So here we are again, just by accident. You're teaching me one more piece of the language. So.
Well, you know, every time we.
Yeah.
Get together here, always we talk about new. New dishes,
yeah.
New refranes,
yeah.
And you like that,
yeah.
All over Mexico, you know.
Yeah,
it's good.
Do you have the same? Do you listen for those dichos in English too?
Well, I know a few ones, and but mostly Spanish to English make no sense. You have to make a real good translation to mean the same thing, you know, like in the jokes and refranes, you know.
Yeah,
because sometimes you translate the way you read it in Spanish, it means nothing or you don't understand.
Well, where you help us is in, you help us in the high road, the spiritual road, the language that always gives light, but you also help us in those expressions and phrases that can get us in trouble in a culture. And
of course.
And why is it so important that we explore both, even in a spiritual setting like Holden?
I don't know exactly what you
say. Well, it seems to me that the doble.
Los dobles sentidos.
Doble sentidos are as important, the ones that can get us in trouble are as important as the ones that take us directly to God. Or maybe they all take us to God. But when we're exploring language like this, it's like there is no bad language. I mean, we have to know the shadow, la sombra y la luz together. You help us with that.
Yeah, and well, like you say, not if we are doing the right thing, it won't, our language won't get in trouble, you know. No way. Sometimes it's depending where you are or what you're doing. If you don't say the right expression you hear in Spanish, and then you try to do it in English or your own language, and depending, you know, which place you are, can be in trouble because that's a misunderstand, you know. Or, but if we are doing everything in the right way, try to be nice or teach something to somebody else, I don't think we'll get in trouble, you know.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Because God knows we are doing the best we can, you know, and we try the right way.
Thank you for that.
And from one language to another, well, always our own mistake or something wrong, but thinking about doing the right thing won't be a problem.
Thank you. Here we are only talking about language. Is there anything else you want to talk about here at Holden or your peregrinaje as a Cristiano or as a person of faith? Is there anything that you'd like to talk about for this? This is going into the Holden archives of Abriendo Caminos. Is there anything else that you would like to say about Abriendo Caminos?
Well, like I said before, we found this place, Holden, and especially Abriendo Caminos, because it's part of what you say, nuestro peregrinaje, our journey, something like that.
Pilgrimage.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah, somos peregrinos.
Sí, somos peregrinos toda la vida. And then we are looking for the best place to make or to keep our lives and family in the best position or be in the end with a, to have a better life, you know. Because since we are immigrants all the time, you know, looking, that's what the immigrants means, you know, looking, move to another place where you think will be better for what you're looking for, your family and your kids, right? And this Holden Village and Abriendo Caminos is for us a good way to have a strength and keep us going ahead. Echarle ganas. Como decimos, para echarle ganas. Keep going, keep going.
Yeah. And that's one of the expressions that you have taught us each year. You've taught us both in the way you model it, and then we learned it yesterday from you. So,
así es.
Thank you for that. And you and Teresa are one of the reasons we keep coming back too, because we know that you're part of our spirituality and you deepen our faith. And so it's so good to see you when you come up on Wednesday. Okay.
And the lesson or the reading we had yesterday with the class of one of these pastors.
Pastor Abiu.
Abiu, yeah. And many other pastors there. But the class is, how do you say? Learning or
aprendiendo.
How do they call the class they give? Estudio Biblico.
Estudio the Bible's, Biblico. Bible studies. Yeah.
When the reading we have is a Psalm 23.
Yeah.
I think so. And
mm-hmm.
and because God say, I'm the shepherd, you the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And estando conmigo, nada te faltará.
Mm-hmm.
And
nada te faltará.
Pastor Eduardo, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Mentioned that reading, Psalm 23, mm-hmm. is very helpful for yeah. lots of people.
Yeah.
When you are in the deep trouble and you almost ready to give up, reading this psalm, this he say, and many other people mention that reading is nice, help you
yeah.
to restart again.
Yeah.
Even when you are in the deepest problem, you can have, you know, problems with your neighbors, with your life, with your family, with everybody, you know,
yeah.
you almost fail or give up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is doing a meditation on this or reading this psalm is nice. And it's what we think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, believing, and having faith. Knowing God is there to guide you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we feel the Spirit
uh-huh.
and give us the strength and give us the power to keep going.
Amen.
With all yeah. that.
Uh-huh.
And it's something we'll learn
mm-hmm.
through all those years coming here and of course knowing about attending the church mm-hmm. even if you don't understand mm-hmm. that much, but that's why you're going to be there
mm-hmm.
to learn
mm-hmm.
and to be close mm-hmm. with God
mm-hmm.
and to really believe in that
mm-hmm. Oh, and that's how in that dying process we're born again, isn't
mm.
it? Well, thank you very much. Su nombre completa, Carlos
Valenzuela.
Carlos Valenzuela.
Valenzuela. Y mi esposa Teresa. Teresa Mesa.
Teresa Mesa. Okay. Gracias.
From Mexico.
Yeah.
And we're attending Abriendo Caminos almost all the years.
Yeah.
And thanks to everybody to give yeah. us to yeah. give us a chance
okay.
to know this place and to know nice people and to learn more. And y gracias a ti también.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
To let
yeah.
me know, teach yeah. you something.
Yeah, how is that? Yeah.
Even if my English is not that great.
Your English is very good.
I had some little English when I came here 12 years ago
mm-hmm.
and then I have a little more help with some other friends to
mm-hmm.
have more English, to learn a little more, to enrich my vocabulary.
Okay.
And thanks to them. But I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I think this interview will be understandable, right?
It will be totally understandable.
If not, El Maestro Jim Bodine will translate the right way.
Yeah. Podemos hacer otra entrevista en español también.
Claro que sí.
Si quieres, venga mm-hmm. y hablamos en español para los que no entienden inglés. Yeah. Sus palabras son fuertes en cualquier lenguaje.
Bueno, okay. Estoy de acuerdo.
Okay.
Entonces, como dije antes, mi nombre es Carlos Valenzuela. Vengo de México con mi esposa Teresa. Estuvimos los últimos 10 años aquí en Washington State, en el estado de Washington, y atendiendo esos 10 o menos de 10 años abriendo caminos, lo cual nos enseñó a ser pues un poco mejores personas, aprender de todos nuestros amigos aquí. El lugar en sí es maravilloso, un lugar fuera del bullicio, para relajarse, para descansar. Y aquí mismo en la naturaleza encuentras tu cercanía con lo que tú crees o con lo que uno, con la fe que tiene uno. La misma naturaleza te lleva a estar más cerca de Dios porque te dice todo. Aparte del buen ambiente con las gentes de diferentes culturas, latinos, no latinos, la gente que trabaja aquí, que se envuelve cada que venimos aquí, cada año que venimos abriendo caminos, a hacer nuevos amigos, como el señor Bodín y sus clases, que aquí nos ayudamos uno al otro. Él queriendo aprender de todos los dichos, modismos, dimes y diretes que hay en nuestra lengua. Y él como poeta, como maestro poeta que es, le gusta saber todo acerca de eso.
Gracias.
Entonces aquí estamos para ayudarla y para ayudar a todos los demás.
Dimes y...
diretes.
Terretes.
Refranes.
Yeah.
Y todo eso relacionado con nuestra lengua o nuestro modo de expresarnos. Podemos hablar correctamente cuando estamos en diferentes lugares. Otras veces estamos puro, solamente echando relajo. Es cuando se usan estos modismos, refranes, dichos, los cuales son interesantes oírlos también. Y lo cual el señor Bodín quiere aprender más de eso.
Okay.
Entonces le damos las gracias por eso, porque nos permitió hacernos esta entrevista, ya que Olden Village está cumpliendo 50 años de recibir a todos los gentes que vienen de algún centro de retiros, especialmente luteranos. Y 10 años está cumpliendo esta vez de Abriendo Caminos. Un proyecto muy bueno que trae mucho aprendizaje para nuestra comunidad latina. Gracias al pastor Eduardo Cabrera y todos sus seguidores.
Gracias.